years, every song was just like grabbed you by the heart and the throat and the soul, and it was beautiful music. And so I got to know Richard, and I don't even know if we really ever, we kind of played like in like weird little bits and pieces together, but we might have never ever even shared a bill. But I had some beautiful moments, like when one of my first favorite memories of being back in Guelph was being on above Macdonnell Street. There was a snowstorm outside. There was this guy, Greg Denton, who's an amazing painter and art teacher at the University of Guelph, in his apartment full of books. And he played banjo in the Oil Spills. The entire Oil Spills were rehearsing during this snowstorm. I was just hanging out. I just got to hang out and like drink whiskey and read poetry books off the shelves and listen to the Oil Spills rehearse. And it was just so lovely. Like, the most homey kind of like renewing feeling. That all of those players are so amazing. And so what happened at the end of Richard's life was Steph Yates, actually from COTS, and sort of initiated, while you know the people closest to him were processing and dealing with everything around that, some folks initiated this event at the ANAF in Guelph, which was not like an open, you could buy tickets for it. It was just like everyone there, 100 people or more, everybody was playing at some point and paying tribute to Richard and this massive catalog of songs, and really like 100 people singing at once in this small room with just complete adoration and love for those songs and the person they knew him to be. It was incredible. It was like one of the most beautiful things I've ever been a part of. And it's one of those things, like his death, you know, was merciful, and he had Huntington's and wanted to go. I don't know how much to say that is. I don't know how much everybody,
whatever you want,
out of respect, but like he, you know, it was a choice, and it was a merciful thing that could happen, and he went as he felt he needed to go, and I respect and believe in that completely. And what more could any of us want at the end of our lives than like people to express who they believe us to be, in that level? It was astounding, and you know, a lot of tears for sure, but it was beautiful. And we're all going to go. At the end of that event, there's a song by Richard called Funeral Song, which is also, like a lot of people, that might be one of the most familiar Richard LaViolette songs, about like what to do when I die. Like, what are you going to, like, don't, you know, don't call no preacher, like, and just take it home, open a keg of beer, and like, you know, just be, let's just all be with each other. It's an incredible song. The last song of that night was Richard leading everyone in the room in Funeral Song, like, and just with like all of the force in his body, you know, and it was astounding. It was amazing. Yeah, life is what it is, and that was life in full force.
Well, that's sounds like quite the gathering there. And quite amazing. Thanks for sharing that with me. I just wanted to ask you about it because I know.
Yeah, I think it's just now, like, it's now taking the opportunity to say like people should listen to.
Oh yeah.
Violette's music. He's a fascinating person. Made a lot of good music.
Thanks for sharing that, right? And the only other question I had is just, what's next for you musically? Like, I know you're on tour, but what are you thinking next?
I'm going to play as much as I can. I'm really enjoying playing again and just trying to do as much of it as possible. Reconnecting with friends that I haven't seen in years because I wasn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
But also Steph Yates, COTS, Steph and I are working on a project called Cryptids that we've been talking about for like 7 years that we finally have started working on, and we're going to try and make something in the next year called Cryptids. Which is mostly drums, like both of us drumming and singing, and very little like melodic instrumentation stuff. But really, it's just starting. But I'm excited to just do that and see what happens with that.
Unless you have anything else to add, I just want to thank you for talking to me.
My pleasure. Thanks to folks at CJM and Long Live Community Radio.
I was swimming in a sky-falling river. I was driven by the sound. I was waking up early in the morning. I was sleeping on the ground. I was walking in a crater of diamonds. I was talking to a dog. I was thinking no thoughts against anyone. I was singing a simple song. Rivers of gold, rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bottom so? Rivers of gold. I was working in a gold rush city. I was playing in a band. We had an understanding. Only we could understand. I was making a decent living in the Yukon territory. Thinking of all those who came before me, I'm the one most free. Rivers of gold, rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bottom so? Rivers of gold. Off of the mountain, free of fear and full of lust. I was standing beside the highway, feeling fortune's flags adjust. I was waking up early in the morning. I was sleeping on the ground. I was swimming in a sky-falling river. I was driven by the sound. Rivers of gold, rivers of gold. Isn't it fine when your time ain't bottom. So rivers of gold.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Coming back there from a series of songs and an interview with Bri Webb, where he talked about his career, his forthcoming record, his history with the Constantines, and a number of other subjects. What a great interview, Dave. I want to thank you, and I want to honestly thank Bri for taking the time to talk to Revolution Rock. If you happen to be in the Windsor, Detroit area, you can actually catch him performing live at the Dominion House. That's taking place this upcoming Friday, October the 6th.
That's right. And yes, thanks, Bri, for speaking with me and for being on the show. We heard three tracks from each of his releases. The third album isn't out yet, but the first single is out. So we heard Rivers of Gold from the first full-length album that he put out, which was called Provider. And then we heard part of an interview, and then we heard the track AM Radio from the second album he put out in 2000, oh, I want to say 13 or 14, I'm not sure on the date, but the album was called Free Will. We heard AM Radio, and then we had another part of the interview, and we started off the set before all the interview segments with Thunder Bay, the latest track and newest single that he has released from this forthcoming album, Run With Me, which will be released in November. And yeah, lots of really cool stuff on the album. He talked a lot about the contributors, Daniel Romano, members of the Constantines, lots of really just cool contributors from a really fascinating artist, to be honest. He's always been involved in something, whether the Constantines or not. It's always got something cool going on. So check out the show if you can, October 6th at Dominion House. And another thing he touched on, which is what we're going to start our next set off, is he talked a little bit about Richard Laviolette, also who was based in the Guelph music scene and put out several albums through You've Changed Records, and talked a lot about his songwriting and meeting him. And we thought maybe we should play one of Richard's songs as well. So we're actually going to hear a track from this soundtrack he did music for, which is called Soundtrack to the Life of a Car Nearly Driving into the Pacific. Actually, it's not a sound. That's the name of the EP.
Well, that's the name of the album. It's actually an EP. Yeah.
It's an EP called Soundtrack to the Life of a Car Nearly Driving into the Pacific. And we're actually going to hear the track Bats to start off this next set. And follow it up with a few other selections you have, Adam.
Yeah, we're going to be going back, playing some more obscure music from Alternative Canada's past, going throughout the 2000s and 1990s. Expect to hear some music from Plumtree and Gaze in this set. But as mentioned, Richard Laviolette to start off this block on Revolution Rock.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating throughout several different stations throughout Canada. And we just came back from that set from a band that actually reached out to me that has a new EP out that came out a little while ago this year, Horse Chops. Mm-hmm. And we heard the last track on this EP, which is called Spaceship in the Sky. And they're kind of like a jangly garage-type band. And they're from Newfoundland. Specifically, they're from...
Cornerbrook.
And, yeah, it's just kind of fuzzy, jangly garage rock. And it's great. And you know what? We're going to play more of it in the future. I do want to thank them for reaching out. And, yeah, expect to hear more of that coming up. But prior to that, we had... music from Gaze.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So this group was relatively short-lived, but they did go on to have kind of a cult following, especially with this album from 1998, Mitsumeru. We heard the song Shady from that was released back in 1998. Prior to that, we heard some music from Mean Red Spiders, and this is a group that became kind of a cult band themselves, mixing a lot of psychedelic elements along with indie folk. As you heard on that song, Compromise, you can find that off of their 2000 record, Stars and Suns. And prior to that, a mainstay on the show and a band that we've revisited many, many times, Plumtree, probably best known for giving the name to the character Scott Pilgrim, but they should be best known in the music fields for this album from 1995, Mass Teen Fainting, quite possibly the best Canadian indie album that came out that year. We heard their track July 3rd, and then we started things off with a track from an EP that Dave really desperately wants to read the title to.
No, I was going to let you read it.
Okay, soundtrack to The Life of a Car,